As the world struggles to confront this critical period of the coronavirus disease outbreak that is shattering every sector of human existence, the search for authentic information about the strange virus to human race remains a pivotal part of controlling the outbreak. The Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Africa CDC, is delighted to bring you verified information about the outbreak from African Union member states. In this series of weekly broadcasts, we will be highlighting how African countries are responding to the outbreak with the support of Africa CDC and other partners. Watch out for these informative conversations on our online channels, our website www.au.int, www.africacdc.org, and our social media pages on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. Today we have Dr. Ahmed Okwel Owuman, Deputy Director of Africa Centers for Disease Control, to talk about partnerships, misinformation, and the correct use of words or phrases in these critical times. Doctor, as the Deputy Director of Africa CDC, what role can you tell us that partnership and coordination has played in the response to the coronavirus disease outbreak in Africa?
Partnerships and coordination are the key to ensuring that we effectively and efficiently tackle this COVID-19 pandemic in Africa. The reason I say that is the problem that we are faced with is new and it is huge, and therefore it needs many different players to be able to give it the attention that it needs. Each partner brings their own comparative advantage, their own strengths, and when these are put together in a synergistic way, we are then able to tackle the outbreak in a more efficient way. So partnership is very important to ensure that every aspect of response is well covered and in a way that ensures that there is no duplication, because the scarce resources that we have on the continent need to be put to good use. As we build these partnerships, we need to coordinate so that every partner is playing their role in a very effective way. So many things need to be done that if we are not coordinated, we may end up doing only a few things while leaving out some relatively critical but probably not very obvious areas that need attention. So we need to partner because the problem is big, and we need to coordinate to ensure that each and every critical area has been covered. If we do this, we will definitely achieve much better success as stakeholders in response to COVID-19.
We need to partner because the problem is big, like you say. One issue that has come up in this entire outbreak period of coronavirus is the issue of misinformation, which is a serious problem in the COVID-19 response. What could you advise African people, most especially, or the world at large, regarding misinformation?
Today we have social media, a very wide platform that provides opportunity, but is also a very huge challenge in terms of information management. Since the outbreak of COVID-19 in China, and the slow speed at which it has arrived in Africa, a lot of incorrect material information has been shared, and this has made some people in Africa to be complacent, imagining that either COVID-19 would not come, or if it came, the African population is somehow immune to COVID-19. The way that we need to tackle misinformation is by being proactive in sharing with the public correct information. In fact, the vast majority of people will have the virus and will not have any symptoms at all, whether they are isolated or they are not isolated. They will not cough, they will not have fever, they will not be sneezing, they will not be sick. The vast majority will not be sick. You see, the virus makes the immune system react. And depending on the intensity of the reaction of the immune system, then you express one or the other symptom. If your immune system does not react as violently, you will never know that you are exposed. You will never know that you actually have the virus. But for those 14 days, you will be infecting other people. So combating misinformation means we must have very good strategies for providing good information to the public, and we must communicate it regularly, and we must communicate it fast so that rumors do not get space to occupy the minds of the population in Africa.
Still on the note of information, misinformation, providing the correct information to the public and doing that fast, as you said. You have always been a proponent of using words or phrases correctly in these critical times. So using words and phrases in the right context is very critical in times like these. Please put these three frequently used words in context in the simplest way for us. Words such as isolation or self-isolation, quarantine, suspect, person under investigation, those words.
Indeed, it is very important to use words correctly so that when we hear the word, we can be able to interpret it in the right way and therefore take actions that are going to help at this particular outbreak to be under control. Let's start with the first one, which is isolation. We hear a lot of people talk about self-isolation. There is no self-isolation because isolation in nature is a requirement that is expected to enable transmission to be broken. So isolation should be used only for an individual who has symptoms. Whether it is fever, it is a cough, it is sneezing, it is headaches. Anyone who has a relevant symptom needs to be in isolation so that they do not transmit whatever illness they have, in this case, COVID-19. Self-isolation is a misnomer because it purports that an individual will be able to keep themselves away from the rest of the public because they have symptoms. And when you have symptoms, you definitely need medical advice, you need medical attention. So isolation is not self-prescribed. Isolation is prescribed by a relevant authority within a country. So isolation is only for people who have symptoms. Secondly is quarantine. Quarantine is for people who are at risk of being, who had been at risk of being exposed to COVID-19 or any other illness for that matter. Being at risk but not having symptoms, then you see someone will be under quarantine. Self-quarantine is also a misnomer because quarantine is a requirement of public health action. It is not something that someone wakes up and decides, today I will quarantine myself. So there is no self-quarantine. It is quarantine. And quarantine is for people who are at risk but do not have symptoms. It allows the person to undergo a period of time for them to assess themselves and to see if any symptoms will develop. If symptoms develop, they need to go under isolation. If symptoms do not develop, then they can be released into the general public because then we are confident that they do not have COVID-19. In terms of testing, I will link this to the third phrase, which is person under investigation. We use loosely the term suspect. Suspect is wrong because suspect has a negative connotation. It suggests that someone has made a mistake. In this case, the correct term to use is person under investigation. And this is a term that is used for anyone who has shown either signs of suffering from COVID-19 or has a very clear history of being in touch with someone who has COVID-19 or having been in a health facility where a COVID-19 patient was being treated. And a person under investigation is secured away from the general public and is tested. And the difference here is that you can be under quarantine, but you are not being tested simply because you do not have symptoms. So a person under investigation is one that is going to be tested so that we know whether they have the condition or they don't have the condition. And the difference between the person under investigation and someone who needs isolation is that a person under investigation may not have symptoms, but they may have history of being exposed to someone who has the disease or being in a health facility where someone who has the disease was being treated. It means that person is high risk. So we need to test them to be sure that they do not have COVID-19. Isolation, on the other hand, is someone who is unwell, expressing the signs and symptoms of COVID-19, but does not necessarily have a history of having been in contact with a person who has COVID-19. This is the difference between a person under investigation and someone in isolation. After you have been tested, irrespective of the route you came, whether you are under quarantine, whether you are under isolation, or whether you are a person under investigation, if you are tested and you are found to be positive, then you become a case. And in this instance, you are managed depending on the kind of symptoms that you express. If you do not have any symptoms, then you will be put under isolation until the period passes of 14 days or until when you become negative. Or if you are unwell, then you're treated again until the number of days pass or until you become negative for COVID-19. This is a summary of the terms that we usually use for COVID-19 and that are usually misused by many people out there.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ahmed Okwel Ouma, the Deputy Director of Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He's been spending a few minutes with us, giving us clear information. Like we told you earlier, follow this broadcast on our online platform, www.au.int, www.africacdc.org, and our social media pages, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. Thank you, and we'll see you soon.